Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he scatters. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
I am a Hebrew. I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew. I was born in Indiana.
I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea. Nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew. From West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Lane.
We are Hebrew.
Over my sister.
Hear me now. Shalom, daughters of Zion. This is Sister Jennifer with Straightway Georgia. I pray that everyone can hear me now. Please let me know in the chat room. I have the chat room pulled up, and let me know if you can hear me. I see someone that says, looks like we've got a 10. We got 10s rolling in. Thank you so much. Blessings to you all. Again, my name is Sister Jennifer, and I am normally your co-host, but tonight I will be your host. We don't have Sister Ashley with us tonight, so please bear with me as my voice is a little taxed. I pray that everybody can understand what I'm saying. So what we're going to do tonight, Daughters of Zion, is you are going to make the show. So I want to hear from you. You are going to call in, and we're going to take your calls. And what I want to hear from tonight is those who want to talk about their their experience. Please share a brief experience of your tabernacles. You know, what was it like? I especially want to hear from those who it was your first time being on the land. I'd like to know, you know, what was your expectation? What was your actual experience like? What was your impression of the beautiful new tabernacle that was built? But first, before we go into that, I'd like to acknowledge my Heavenly Father, the Most High Yah, for his faithfulness towards us, his people, and for allowing us to be his set apart people, and for the blood of Jesus that washes us clean and allows us to be made new, never to return to that old woman. I'm so thankful for being invited to his feast, for, you know, his allowing us to tabernacle with him. I'd like to acknowledge my head, Elder Rufus, man of honor and integrity, for his relationship with the Father, and just for allowing that relationship that he has with Yah to be a righteous example for his family. You know, it's such a blessing for me to be his possession and for me to be covered by him. And finally, I want to acknowledge Pastor Dow for leading the people of Yah with so much love, never compromising truth, always opposing sin to protect us, you know, the people. You never see that kind of love out there in the world, in Christianity. You know, in Christianity, it was like somebody is always trying to hide behind sin, and I'm so happy to be in a ministry where nothing is hidden. All the work that goes in, you know, behind the scenes for the kingdom, you know, that we don't see, we know that that does not go unnoticed with our shepherd. We know that Yah sees everything. And bless your entire family, Pastor Dow, and thank you for being the example of righteousness that we truly need. And Sister Ashley, I want to say that we miss you very dearly, but we will hear from Sister Ashley next week. I want to say that we are going to try to cover some of the questions that we didn't get to answer at the feast. You know, we had a Daughters of Sarah meeting with Mother Carol, Mother Muncie, and myself, and that went very well. But there were some questions that we were not able to get to, so we will get to those questions next week. So, again, we're going to take your phone calls tonight. I'm going to let you all do the talking. Please don't be long. Okay, please just think about your sister that wants to call in behind you. We may not get to all the calls tonight, and we just might. If we don't get any calls, or when we're finished with the calls, then we're going to go ahead and end the show. But we want to hear from you tonight. Again, I especially want to hear from those who it was your first time at Straightway. What was your expectation? And then what was your actual experience like? You know, what was it like sleeping outside for you, for those who have never done that before? What was your impression on the feast, period? How was it for you? I know it was, you know, everybody's going to say it was beautiful, but, you know, even the spiritual warfare teachings, the healings, the mass deliverance, all that, the move of the Holy Spirit, you know, just share all that with us. And again, please be brief, okay? So it looks like we have a call in the queue, so we're going to go ahead and take our first call in the queue. I'm going to call out your area code, and when I call out your area code, you are free to speak. So we have area code 615, area code 615. You are live on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Shalom, Sister Jennifer and Sister Ashley. You hear me well?
Yes, ma'am. I hear you very well. Bless you, Sister Ashley.
Bless you all. I have you on speakerphone, so if there's any problems with the hearing, let me know. Bless everyone who's listening tonight. I'm listening as well, so it's nice to be on this side. Didn't want any of you to think that I wouldn't support when I'm not there to host. So bless you, Sister Jennifer, for continuing the show. I wanted to acknowledge everybody for their serving, for their love, their commitment, and I enjoyed the feast, Sister Jennifer, so I thought I would just call in and really thank everyone who is striving for the kingdom. It's very evident to me how few of you actually desire to love one another. I commend the New York sisters, Brother Steve and the New York sisters. They are evidently loving one another. They are in the early 20s, or I should say late 20s, early 30s category. And I'm really impressed with that generation. Very few of us, of course, but those 20s and those 30s seem to be really, following y'all and loving y'all. So bless you, New York. Bless you to everyone who was on the serving, the Breaking the Bread team. I couldn't have done it without you, Sister Alex, Sister Nicole Moore. Bless you, Nicole Hale, Tama, so many of you that I really, really loved spending time with. Bless you to Pastor Dow, Elder Becker, and everyone who allowed each of you to attend or to come. And I wanted to admonish anyone who has been coming for years to please continue to grow. I could see the maturity on so few of you, but yet it was a beautiful thing. The maturity of those who have returned year after year, that show the fruit of the Father. It was a beautiful thing. Of course, I love the powerful expressions of the Most High each night and the worship, even though one evening I was in my tent, which was on top of the hill at a different location, but the praises were really going throughout the entire atmosphere, and it was beautiful to even hear as I laid in my tent all night and worshiped with everyone. But yes, I wanted to be short-winded as well. Sister Jennifer, bless you. Do you have anything for me?
Sister Ashley, you have permission to speak as long as you'd like.
Oh, hallelujah.
You don't have to be short-winded, ma'am, so go ahead.
Oh, bless you. I didn't even intend on saying much, but I just wanted to I wanted to go back in my mind to anything that was worth, giving credit to, and I just had so many sisters that really made it possible. Of course, Mother Carol's support, Pastor Dow's family support of the vision of how we ate and how we served. And, just to give y'all a little bit of background on how something like that can take place, months in advance, I was looking for people that fit a certain criteria, whether they had job experience or a background of just pleasing the Father or pleasing the heads of their assembly. So we had a really great crew. Everyone who was a server was either a waitress or a hostess or just a flat-out good worker with the assembly that they are in. Then we had to find out availabilities, arrivals, departures, when they could work, when they couldn't. So we had a 16-person crew each day. Sometimes people pulled doubles. I remember the first shift that we ate, and I say the first shift, I'm sorry, the first evening was a Shabbat that we served all the saints. That Shabbat and the very next morning, which was first day morning, we fed all the saints. And my serving crew did not get to eat. There were 16 sisters on both those shifts. Some of them were the same, carried over the next morning. Some were different. And not one single sister complained that she worked 3.5 to 4 hours on a serving shift and she didn't have food. Now, obviously, I work with Mother behind the scenes for all logistics and food planning, so it doesn't take long to fix all numbers, especially if we start at a certain number or, feeding a certain amount of people, a certain amount of food. So we would never intend on rationing or running low or running out. So we took numbers up, and it was very pleasing the rest of the feast. But thank you to my serving crew. I can't say it enough, and I will have each of them back on my team. My husband did notice a lot of returning sisters dressed entirely too tight. He noticed before I did, honestly, being a worker that I was at the feast, I didn't pay any attention to anyone's garments. I didn't notice anyone's dress or appearance being too tight, but my husband did. So I admonish you, sisters. It is a shame. Also, living set apart like we do here and truly not even being influenced by the world ever, I don't even have to go to the city one day of my life if I don't want to. So when you really live set apart with just your family and the righteous saints on the land, you get a different mind. And you can truly see how so many of you are affected by the world. And I don't want to turn this into any form of negativity. I just want to speak the truth because the world really emanates off a lot of you. I could glorify the Father for the righteousness in so many of you too. As I've said before, the fruit was so evident, but I must also hit the other aspect of how the world has so affected you. Your countenance, your look, your appearance, many things about you. And I encourage you, as you continue to come, that you would come out of her. So many of you have fooled even yourself to think that you're out of the world when you're right in the middle of it. You look just like them. You sound like them. And honestly, I hope and I know that the Most High challenged the hearts of each one of you having to walk up the hill, eat what was set before you. And I heard very minimal complaints, but I know he heard them all. So if complaining was something that you did this feast, I pray that you would repent and get it right. And I'm very, very, once again, encouraged at the righteousness of so few of you. I bless you, Mama Jaja, Mother Muncie. I bless you. Since the day I met Mother Muncie, I said, now that is the true Mother of Israel. We hear you. We hear you clearly, at least those of us who love the Father, past any accent or any lack of desire to speak. She's perfect for the role that's been given to her by the Father. So thanks again to Pastor for the mother and daughter talk. It was very edifying. I look forward to more of them in the future. Bless you to everyone who cooked for us. That makes Straightway's job easier. To everyone who supplied their own snack. We had some awesome snack crews and some awesome snack nights and some very, very pleased saints, from Brother Ray's hamburgers and hot dogs all the way to Indiana, South Carolina. Michigan had a great, great team. They had four sisters in that kitchen, and they whipped up an amazing amount of broccoli cheese soup, and they did it with such a good spirit. So I was really, really pleased with Michigan. I popped into the kitchen, and they were just doing it like they do it every day. And for it to be only four of them, that was really awesome. Of course, I commend Georgia always for all their work and the support that Elder Rufus pushes in his assembly to support Pastor and everyone else. But bless you. I am done, Sister Jennifer. Thank you so much for hosting the show tonight. And I'm going to sit back and listen to all the calls, my sister.
Sister Ashley, I'm sorry, before you go, I want to ask you about, you know, what was the condition of the land like when everyone left? What was the aftermath like when everyone left? Can you speak on that, please?
Absolutely. So, you know, I got to tell it like a story. The aftermath was really piss poor. It was pitiful. It was degrading. It was really left by some ungrateful spirits. Obviously, no one that came to the feast would say that they were ungrateful, but to leave it the way that you left it means that, yes, you were. Only America would leave that stain on us to do that to somebody. I went to Praise Land. I went to Green Bay to a beautiful home and a beautiful experience. I went with Pastor to the Shahs. When we left Green Bay, it was spotless. It was beautiful. It was the way that it was when we arrived. But yet I had an experience here, this tabernacle, that the way that we prep and clean and prepare for so many months was not the way that it was left for us. One day after a majority of all of you had left, my husband was dumping pee buckets. A deacon, he's no better than any other servant, so he would do any job. But he's walking around from tent to tent dumping pee buckets from those of you who left it. Some of you decided to put your trash in trash bags left all over the land and not even carry it to the facility that we have as a trash building or even to our trash trailer. And anywhere from 30 to 45 tents left standing just for a very small crew of brothers to have to tear them all down and to take them away from the work that they do nonstop on this land is very inconsiderate. To so many of you that packed up all your things and left everything so clean, thank you. And to the, you know, words and support of my pastor who merely says that it's your home training and it's your home life that would do something like that. It's just simply humanity. We as saints here in our hearts, we just desire to serve, and nothing's going to ever take that desire away, no matter how nasty or filthy the land is ever left behind, or no matter what someone says or does against us, we're always going to serve Jesus Christ, and we're always going to endure anything that's put upon us. So there will be no complaining or murmuring from us. There has been none. But when you walk away from a feast like this, and we as a people being very tired, because we served the whole time and we prepped for so long. It's really inconsiderate, my sisters, to do us like we've been done. And I would hope that it is the last time that would happen. And I hope that we clean up our home life and you clean up your houses and your homes and your children and everything around you. As your spirit gets cleaner, will be cleaner, and then you wouldn't do to us what's been done.
Hallelujah. Very sound words, Sister Ashley. You know, what we can really take away from this is, you know, you talked about the murmuring, the complaining, even if it's not out loud, even if it's not coming out of your mouth, you can still murmur in your heart. And like she said, Yah hears all that. You know, he knows all of that. He understands that the intent of your heart is to murmur and to complain. And again, you know, it's hard to say to that you need to take care of the land at Straightway Tennessee the way that you would take care of your own home, because some don't even know how to take care of their home. You know, to some, it could be casual to just leave such a big mess for somebody else, or to just wait months to even clean your own home, which is unacceptable. And so when you go to someone else's home, they've invited you. They've literally prepared 6 months ahead of time, maybe even more, for you to come, you know, just for you to be there. And like she said, their only desire is to serve, and they're going to serve no matter what. But you can still get to a point where it's going to challenge your heart when you've been done that way. You know, when you have pee buckets that are still on the land that are full, that is really just a very foul gesture to do that and to leave those things. You know, just to have the mindset that someone else will take care of it. Just consider that you are causing someone's heart to be challenged, you know, something that they wouldn't have had to deal with. So we really need to consider that. We don't want to leave a burden for Straightway when they've opened their arms to us, they've opened their homes to us. You know, they've provided so much that they wouldn't have had to do if it wasn't for us. If it was just Straightway Tennessee, they wouldn't have had to put in all the work that they've put in, because they're content with what they already have. You know, they have food, they have clothing, they have raiment, but they have to make sure that you are taken care of. So we have to really consider that all they do is for the people of Yah. It's for you. They serve him through serving you. Sister Ashley, is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Hallelujah. I'll just end with a special thank you to the righteous, because your giving from the Be a Blessing to the offering to the gifts, everything that you brought with you, it doesn't go unnoticed. I thank you so much for continuing to support the vision of the land. And so many of you were prepared to come and were very prepared to serve, to help, to sign up, to wash dishes. And you know who you are, and there are many of you. So I thank y'all so much. Thank you to Brother Patrick's house, Brother Muse, Brother Freeman. Thank you to the security team who left me, at least me, and I know many others, very secure at night or even in the day. Brother Gideon, everyone who was, you know, really pulling together. I know you worked tirelessly for the saints. I see it, I notice it, and I know there's so many more names I could call, and I don't want to continue to take up airtime. I look forward to y'all's calls as well, my sisters. Please continue to listen. Thank you to everyone who personally loves me. Y'all knows who you are. Those who have a great place in your heart for me, I appreciate that. I've never really been able to say thank you. And to those who are really striving to love one another, we're very, very few, but we will go higher together, and we can't do this by ourselves. And Yah will really bless us abundantly with gifts and favor and, you know, blessings and even more reproof and rebuke if we just stick together. So let's not let any of those who are contrary or not transformed penetrate what Yah is doing amongst us. Bless y'all, Israel, daughters of Zion. I love y'all so much, and you'll hear me again next week. Thanks for listening. Bless you, Sister Jennifer.
Bless you, Sister Ashley. Thank you for calling in. What a pleasant surprise, and we love you dearly.
Hallelujah. Shalom.
Shalom. All right, that was Sister Ashley. Again, what a pleasant surprise to be able to hear from her. And it looks like we've got a call in the queue. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into the call. So again, I want you to please tell me what your Tabernacles experience was like. Hey, even if you didn't get to go to the land and you were home and you got to experience everything from home. There was so much live feed. You know, let us know what you thought. Again, we got a new sound system. I've heard so much about the new sound system and how wonderful it sounded from the other end, you know, for the people that couldn't be there. So just let us know. Okay, we're going to take a call from area code 512. Looks like it's Sister Ray. Is that you, area code 512? Area code 512, you are live. All right, we'll come back to that one. Let's go to another one. This one is area code 615. Area code 615, who am I speaking with?
Shalom.
Sister Kaya, you're coming in a little muffled. Can you make sure your mouth is up to the phone so we can hear you clearly?
Yes, ma'am. Shalom, shalom, family.
Bless you. Thank you for calling in. That's much better. Go ahead. You can go ahead and speak.
Bless you, Mama Jennifer. I had a wonderful time at my first Tabernacles. It was nothing like I expected. I learned so much. I expected to get the Holy Spirit there, and I got clarity on why. You know, it's really crazy how the Father deals with you. Not crazy, but it's in such a loving way. I really can't explain it. I just bless the Father for this family he's given me, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Sister Kaya, I saw you serving tirelessly, and, you know, it was an awesome experience to just be able to be in the midst of the move of the Spirit, to be able to see the love of Yah extended to his people in the new tabernacle. It was an awesome pleasure just being able to see you every single day, and I'm glad that you were able to attend your first Tabernacles. Now, this was your first feast?
Yes. Well, no, this is my third feast. I attended Trumpets and Atonement.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. What'd you think about being able to sleep outside in a tent?
I thought it was going to be warm, but the Father, he kept me. I'm still here. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. He kept us all. Well, that is good to know. Did you want to say anything else, Sister Kaya?
No, ma'am. Bless everyone and stay encouraged.
Yes, ma'am. Blessings to you, and we're going to let you go. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Shalom.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to see if we have any more calls in the queue. So if y'all hold on tight, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. 3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. Okay, we are back, and it looks like we have a call from the dining hall. And let's see who it is. We've either got Granny Barb or Sister Tammy or both. Shalom, you're live.
Shalom. Can you hear?
Yes, ma'am. I hear you. Are you able to step away from the speaker?
Yes, ma'am. It's kind of weird because the phone is, like, it's faster than the what we're watching it on. Faster,
yes, ma'am.
Know.
There's a delay. Yes, there's a slight delay. That's why it's best to step away from the speaker. But bless you. Thank you for calling
bless
in.
You. Yes, ma'am. I wanted to call in. After hearing Kaya, I thought there were more calls, and I was like, I can't believe there aren't more calls. But yes, it was. The feast was so amazing. Everyone left, I think, just too fast. I was not expecting everyone to leave so quickly. I was like, no. It's like every time if I went into the dining hall, came back out, there were less and less tents down. It was really fast, but it was an amazing feast. Oh my gosh, the praise was amazing. Just meeting everyone was amazing. Everything was amazing. Everything. Even the weather. The weather was amazing. Even the night where we praised until like 2 in the morning, it was amazing. It was so. Everything was
hallelujah.
So fun. And
Sister Tammy, I have to interject real quick because I want to share with the Daughters of Zion how Sister Tammy is seriously excited about Yah, and she really is excited about every single thing that Yah has for her. You know, Sister Tammy was so excited about cutting an onion. I'm so serious. So, you know, the zeal and the love and the excitement that she has in her heart, we literally could all learn from that. So I just wanted to interject that. Sister Tammy, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I love you so much, Mama Jennifer. I'm just really grateful to have you and just to have all the sisters. It just feels really good. So finally, like, it's still amazing. Every time I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm actually here. Like, right now I'm standing right outside the dining hall. Like, it's, like, amazing, a very amazing feeling. And I just
hallelujah.
Thank you for even continuing on talking to me and having a lot of patience and dealing with my family. I thank you so much. I didn't want to call out because Granny Barb is going next after me. But yes, ma'am, the feast was amazing, and it was my third feast, but first Tabernacles, and I just can't wait until Passover is here, because it's just awesome and amazing, and I love all the sisters. I miss you, Kaya. I miss you, Capricia, already. I love Sister Carolina, even though she picks on me. I miss all the sisters, that Georgia, Sister Melinda, Sister Denise. Oh, I miss all the sisters, Sister Dasa, you, Auntie Chandra. I miss Elder. I miss Sister Momo, even though she kind of didn't want to give me hugs during the feast, but I miss her anyways. I miss her so much. But here's Granny Barb, and the feast was amazing again.
Hallelujah.
Every time I see the videos, I want to, like, go back during that time and just be in it again. But hallelujah, and here's Granny
hallelujah.
Barb.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Tammy, and thank you so much for sharing your experience. You know, I love you dearly, too. All of Georgia loves you. We miss you. We know you're in such a good place right now, and your love for Yah truly inspires me to love even greater. So thank you so much for your example. And bless you. Shalom, Granny Barb.
Bless you.
Shalom, Sister Jennifer. Glad to hear you speaking tonight. And we love Sister Ashley. I hope she gets some rest. And just glad that you're carrying on the mantle tonight. Love hearing from you.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for calling in. We always like to hear from you. And, you know, I'd like to know what your experience was from the feast, Granny Barb.
Well, Sister Jennifer, I guess when I started to think about saying something tonight, I thought, you know what, I want to thank everybody for coming all those distances. We had people from overseas that came in just very uninterrupted. You know, it was like it was no effort, although Elder Becker and Sister Diane are to be commended for their wonderful headship of getting everybody here. No one knows what it's like to spearhead that many people coming in at the airport and the bus stations and middle of the night. Last night I think they had to take somebody at the middle of the night, like at 2 a.m. or something. So it's behind the scenes, but I just want to thank everybody that came here, and I want to thank the tremendous effort of Straightway Tennessee, because I see it all year long. It's amazing. I remember when Sister Carol sat down to first start doing the menu, and it was like months ago. I was like, wow, you're starting this early? She's like, we have to, you know, with that many people coming. But it's just a continual effort, and I really do commend both everybody that came, because it's a hard effort too on coming. Y'all pack up Georgia, you know, you got to pack everybody up, and just the excitement of coming was really phenomenal, and I just appreciate the wonderful word that we got. I thank Jesus so much for caring so much for us and giving us that rich word from the first moment we heard from Pastor Corey and Pastor Dow, you know, about rejoicing, and Teacher Eric, his first coming together with the congregation under the teacher banner was just phenomenal, with Jonah and helping us to really understand about how we are sometimes really inside our own self, not seeing everybody. And I think Sister Ashley touched on that. I think now maybe that when she touches on that, how we left the place, that maybe we'll go and look a little further inside ourselves and repent of some of the ways that we do people. So anyway, I love you very much, thank you for listening to the sisters tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Granny Barb. You know, it really does require us to go back in repentance. You know, even if you left the place immaculate, you know, we still need to go back in repentance to the Father, because Israel, we're one. You know, we're all one. So we really need to go back and cry out to Him for how we've left Straightway Tennessee. You know, we didn't leave it in a good way at all. And we've grieved the heart of Yah because of how that place was left. So we all need to go back in repentance. We really do, and search ourselves, because we can deceive ourselves into thinking that, you know, well, I did my part. I did what I needed to do, when you've only done just enough. But what about going above and beyond to make sure that, you know, that your sisters did what they were supposed to do? You know, what about that? So we really have to, like Grandma Barb said, go and search ourselves. Go to Yah, really search your heart and see what you missed. So thank you so much for sharing that, Grandma Barb.
Yes, ma'am, and I just want to commend the younger sisters. It was one of the first feasts that I had several that stuck with me, and they were very diligent and very helpful, and I really appreciated that. And I know that some of the other older saints had the same thing, that there were a lot that really we could rely on, that we just said, hey, can you go do the greenhouse? Hey, can you go do this? Go do the goats? And you know, those kind of things were really appreciated. So I know that for some of us that have been here for a while, we really thank the younger sisters that came on board and helped give a little extra effort.
Hallelujah. Well, bless you, and thank you so much for sharing, and we truly appreciate hearing your words. Do you have anything else to say?
No, ma'am. I think that covers it. Love you very much. Shalom.
Love you too. Shalom. All right. We just heard from, we call her Granny Barb, Grandma Barb, and Sister Tammy. And we're going to go next to Texas. I don't know who this is, but we're going to find out. Area code 281. You are live. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Shabrittany Jackson. And
bless you.
I've been following Straightway for some years now, but I just recently kind of got on Sister to Sister maybe like 2 or 3 months ago. And the Tabernacle Mother-Daughter Q&A was really a blessing to me. Everything is always on point, but that was a really a blessing to me. I haven't been to a Straightway, but I just wanted to call in to let you guys know that I'm listening and that it's amazing. It's a blessing. It's God sent, and thank you guys.
Well, hallelujah. I'm so glad you called in to make yourself known, and I'm glad you're following. If you contact the dining hall, you can ask for Elder Becker, and he can connect you with someone that you may be able to fellowship with in your area.
Yes, ma'am. My husband actually got in contact with someone. They have a ministry out here in Houston, but we haven't been yet.
Okay, well, good. Mm-hmm. So that's already covered. Good. You're in for a big treat when you finally do make it. But in the meantime, make sure that you do all you can to stay connected. You know, there's so many teachings on YouTube. Even if you go to straightwaytruth.com, there's so much information there. You can learn a whole lot about the ministry if you would just go to that that website, Straightway Truth, listen to past YouTube messages. There are newsletters on straightwaytruth.com that you can access. And, again, you will learn so much about the ministry. And then when you get there, it'll be like, you know, you've always known these people. Like, you know, they've always been your family. So bless you, and I look forward to your journey, and I look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Shalom.
Shalom.
All right, we're going to go to the next call. Looks like we've got New York, area code 347. Is that Sister Rachel? 347,
yes,
you're live. Shalom, Sister Esther?
Yes, ma'am, this is Sister Esther.
Bless you, how are you?
I'm good, bless you. Sorry, the baby is in the back. I'm trying to run away from her so you can hear me. Shalom, Sister Jennifer. How are you, Mama Jennifer?
Shalom. Doing very well. It's good to hear your voice. Please share with us your experience from Tabernacles.
Yes, ma'am. We just wanted to call in and say thank you for Straightway for allowing us to come into their home. We had such a good time. That's actually my first Tabernacle that actually stayed for the whole feast. Normally, before I used to have work, so I'll come and fly in and fly out and never really experienced the midnight air and just the fellowship. So I was very thankful that I was able to stay now that I'm out of work and just being home. So I was just very thankful for that and really appreciate the time in Straightway. Yeah, I just wanted to thank Sister Ashley and Mother Carol for laboring with me during deliverance and all the Straightway people who live there. Like, I don't know, you guys, and I words can express how thankful we are. Just the fact that you labor 6 months in advance just to prepare for us, I could only imagine. So we are just grateful that we are apart. Yeah, that's pretty much for me. I was just very thankful that I was there, that I was invited to the feast and to be able to be around the saints and to see the new saints, to see the old ones who are still striving, and just being around Pastor's family as well. I'm just very thankful that we were able to just have this fellowship with the saints. So I'm very thankful for my sisters who had received the Holy Spirit and those who were able to help them. So all these things and deliverance, it was just like, 100. So I'm just thankful that I was able to experience the whole thing from beginning to end. So that's all for now. Sister Rachel would like to say something.
Yes, ma'am. I want to say before you pass the phone that, you know,
it really is,
like Sister Ashley said, it's so good to see the growth of the New York sisters. You know, not only the number of sisters that are being added, but the maturity and the growth that you all are experiencing within yourselves, and that is a blessing to be able to see. So thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing, and you can pass the phone.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, Mama Jennifer. Bless you. This is Sister Rachel.
Bless you, Sister Rachel. Please share your experience.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, I was calling to say just thank you. I can definitely share my experience. It was just truly an honor, a great honor to just be among the saints, to come this feast, especially not being able to come last feast for Passover. There was a greater appreciation to just be there, to serve among the saints, to just see smiles, to see other saints that are like-minded and striving to make it to the kingdom. It was just great to rub elbows with the saints and my sisters, to meet new sisters, to build new relationships that were never there before. And I could attest to just the growth of not only New York, but other sisters. It was great to just have conversation with other sisters purely and just genuinely. I'm thankful for the Straightway Saints and their hospitality, everything that they've done to prepare for us. I don't know if it was 700 people, but may Yahweh bless all of them, Pastor's household, all the way down to the youngest baby on Straightway. Yeah, and I just wanted to give thanks to Yah for deliverance. I definitely got free from the spirit of fear, and I'm feeling the fruits of it now, just being able to just live freely and not realizing how bound I was by that spirit and just walking in the freedom that Yahweh has given me. So I wouldn't be able to get that anywhere else but at Straightway. Just so truly, truly just grateful to be a part of this people on this world at this time. And that's pretty much it.
Hallelujah. Sister Rachel, what do you think about the new tabernacle?
OMG. The new tabernacle is beautiful. I was even telling Sister Esther, I didn't even recognize that it wasn't done. In my mind, it looks complete. Everything is beautiful. I haven't seen anything built like this in New York, just the structure. There's so much order, the perfection. To Yah be the glory. It's beautiful. And just the space. Yah knew exactly what he was doing when he told the man of Yah to prepare this tabernacle. So I'm grateful for it.
Yes, ma'am, exactly. And, you know, you said, I don't know if it was 700 people, but being in a space like that, it didn't feel like 700 people. It truly didn't. So everything was so organized. Everything was so very well thought out. Everything was so very well planned. And, you know, I literally couldn't think of anyone else who could have done a better job, because it really was orchestrated by Yah. So thank you for sharing your experience. Did you have anything else to say?
No, ma'am, that was all. Thank you for taking our call. Bless you, Mama.
Yes, ma'am. Thank y'all for calling in. Love you. Shalom.
Love you. Shalom.
All right, we're going to go on. We're going to take another Texas call. Let's see. This is area code 281. Area code 281, you are live. Shalom, you're live. All right, we'll go to the next one. This one looks like it's a Georgia caller, area code 706. Shalom, and you are live on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Shalom, Mom. This is Selena.
Shalom, Selena. Bless you. How are you?
Bless you. Good.
Tell us about your tabernacle.
Yes. It was amazing. I wouldn't have never thought, I had expectations of what I would be doing, and it was nothing like that. It was it was 10 times more. I received the Holy Spirit every day I was there, and I was just so overwhelmed. That was in a whole nother world, and I was just in tune with Yah every step. And with the tent thing, that was normal to me because we've done that before, so I loved it. And I did
as
have
as far as being able to sleep in a tent, is that what you're speaking of?
Yes, ma'am.
Sleeping in a tent? Okay. Yes, ma'am. Keep going. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're good. And also the people that I the sisters that I've seen, I didn't know that I would have these kind of reactions when I seen them again, because I would see other sisters how they would reconnect with them and how they acted. I was like, oh, wow, they must really miss them. But then when I went, it was the same thing. It's like you can't help it. That love is there. And I met so much more sisters. You just automatically that love for them. And, yeah, when you leave, you're like, oh, I'm going to miss them. But it's not too sorrow, you know. You're just.
Yes, ma'am.
No one else in you again.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I did have some lessons. I mean, I had one lesson I've learned, and it was really big, but it was also, like, for myself. Like, it wasn't everybody could have that same experience and lesson to learn, but this one had a lot of things to do with my life now or before. So it was really powerful, and I took a lot from this tabernacle.
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm glad you were able to go and, you know, really experience the Holy Spirit. Like you said, every single day you were there, you were able to experience His presence. And, you know, it just really gets better. The more you grow, the more you mature, it just gets better. It truly does. So thank you for calling in and sharing your experience. Do you have anything else?
Thank you. That is all.
Okay. Bless you. Shalom.
Shalom.
All right, Daughters of Zion, it looks like so far I don't have any more calls, but what we'll do is we're going to go, we'll take one more break, and then I'll see if we have any more calls in the queue, and then we'll take it from there. So hang tight.
3. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of ten strings, upon a psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, O Yah, hast made me glad. Through thy works I will triumph in thy hand. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Those that planted in the house of Yah shall flourish in the courts of Yah. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that Yah is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Some are praise to sing with our voice and string. Some pray our, some pray our, some pray our, praise Him. He is the Elohim of the Israelites. He is Yahweh, our sovereign King. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, O Most High, O Most High. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Okay, we don't have any more calls in the queue, but I wanted to just recap by saying that this was a wonderful feast, and I'm sure we'll go into it a little bit more next week. Again, we're going to answer the rest of the questions that we had for the Daughters of Sarah talk, the questions that we were unable to get to at that time. We're going to go over those when Sister Ashley comes back. Thank you, Straightway Tennessee, for hosting us. Thank you so much for the love that you all put into everything, for even planning logistically, taking, a year, 6 months, and planning ahead just so that we can come and enjoy the Feast of Yah. And it's my prayer that we come back next year and that we do better, that we do much better. Blessings, Daughters of Zion. I just want to read this before I go. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yahweh commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Shalom and bless you, and we'll see y'all next week, and we will have Sister Ashley with us next week as well.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.